Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And so that has come out overnight. In addition, you know how I was talking about when he, like, when he did the announcement, that really staged announcement of him being chosen?
Right.
They put that video out with him, accepted the phone call, and he's wearing what to me looked like a hunter's cap, looks like camo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, well, they've got him in a disguise to make him look normal. Like a, you know, like a real authentic Midwestern guy who just came in from skinning a buck he killed.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that hat is a special force, got a special forces insignia on it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And they are not happy about that.
Yeah.
And apparently he wears it a lot. As if he served.
Yeah.
Which he did not do. Not in a war zone. Not in real combat. So they are going after him for that. The campaign has had to pull his fake... He's still using the fake title. The one that was revoked from him and he was demoted.
Yeah, that's still on there, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So... they were using it. I assume they gave it to him, to the campaign. I don't know, but they had to scrub it from the campaign website overnight. So a huge mess here with him, and more and more and more of this keeps coming out. Other times, there's a new one of these. It's a media packet that somebody still has from when he ran for Congress in 2006.
Right.
That resurfaced overnight. That's a disaster. In which he claims to have fought overseas in the war on terror.
Yeah.
So he put that out. That's his campaign.
Yeah. So this has been out there for quite some time, as you were pointing out yesterday. A lot of folks have been saying that this is something that he is basically a lie that he has repeated over and over again for quite some time during his political career.
Yeah.
And listen, there's nothing wrong with having served in the Army National Guard or Reserves. I mean, that's honorable service. Anyone serving the country, whether they're here, abroad, wherever, that is something to be honored and respected. That you know, despite whatever political affiliation they may have, that is necessary. Whether you serve here, whether you serve abroad, whether you serve in combat or not, that's great. But why embellish it and why lie about it when you know you're going to get busted?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like I always say, a gaffe for a Democrat is when they either tell the truth or the truth about them comes out despite the media's best efforts. Yeah. So I think they depend on the media. I think they figure that the media will just cover. And, you know, they'll get away with it. And he actually developed this way of saying it, that he served overseas supporting... and then he would either, you know, give the name of the operation in Afghanistan or Iraq. Well, what he actually did was went to Italy for 6 months. Yeah. But it makes it sound like he served in those wars. Like he went, you know, with his unit into combat and he didn't. So I figured, I guess he figures that will cover him somehow. And you got to figure, like, if you'd think even the liberal media would be mad at the guy. I mean, because Bloomberg, as recently as Tuesday, was publishing fake records of his military service with the wrong title and how he served overseas, you know, in Iraq, and all of that. And based on their old, almost identically worded to their old reportings, they obviously went back in the archive. So, I mean, he lied to them then. They're still lying for him on Tuesday and didn't realize it. So all of that coming out overnight. So where we are at this point is just to recap the lies he's told. We learned that Walz lied about where he served, what rank he left the guard with, whether he served in a war, and that he left to avoid deployment to Iraq. And that he endorsed a claim in this book that he served in Afghanistan, which he did not do. You got to figure, if you write the foreword of the book,
yeah,
and they're praising you as this new generation of Democrat who has served overseas in combat, that you've read the book, that you might have given them the idea that you did that. Look, this let me tell you what this is going to happen with this guy, because this is a sketch of his character right now, what he did here with the stolen valor. The stuff that's going to come out on him is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. This is not the only one of these he's told. He's a classic compulsive liar, just like Joe Biden. Remember what the difference between a regular lawyer, because we're all liars. We all tell lies. Yeah, honey, that dress does look good on you. Right? I mean, there's none of us honest all day long, right? You wouldn't have a job if you were honest all day long. You wouldn't. And then there's the second level of lies, the kind Kamala tells and Barack Obama tells, and yeah, even Trump tells sometimes, hey, you know, my program saved $25,000 per American. Well, no, it didn't. That kind of lie, you know it didn't. There's that, okay, but that's a logical lie. That's almost a psychologically healthy lie, okay? It's logical. What Joe Biden does when he says that, you know, he had all this football glory on the field and he drove a semi-truck and he won an award for traveling on Amtrak. I mean, all of these lies. He and Xi Jinping are great friends. They traveled 7,000 miles together. All of these lies to make Joe Biden seem more important, more of a good old boy. All of that, they're not necessary lies. They're delusional lies. They serve no purpose and they hurt him. Tim Walz has that same intel. It's a mental illness. All Tim Walz ever had to say was, I served 24 years in the National Guard. I love my country. Right. That's all he had to do. Nobody would have any questions for him. Even if he retired early to avoid going to Iraq, he'd already done 24 years. He'd get away with it.
Yeah.
It's passable.
I mean, particularly when your political opponent did serve in combat.
I know. I know. So he could have claimed that. Instead, he sends his unit without him to Iraq and then hangs back and claims he went there. Why? Why would you? It's not going to help you. Oh, well, that guy didn't go to Iraq. I think I won't vote for him. Nobody would have said that. He can't help it. It comes from an inferiority complex. The same, that is what compulsive lying is the basis of it, the real illness. Joe Biden has that same illness. He can't stop. They can't stop. Tim Walz has done this in other places, and we're going to find out about him before the election. And because there is X, the mainstream media is not going to be able to censor it. So if I'm Walz, I'm just hoping I can hang on long enough before more of it comes out that they coronate me at the convention, and I'm kind of locked in.
Yeah.
And this is why yesterday the media was practically begging Trump to come back. Because Trump, and I know what they probably figured, okay, there's no way that the Kamala Harris campaign didn't know about this. Because this has been a major controversy since 2006. Yeah. I mean, when you have a group of the members of his unit go to his governor's office and demand in person that he take this stuff down because he's lying, all of that's been reported in Minnesota. It's well known. There's no way they missed it. I think they figured, well, Trump didn't serve either, so what's Trump going to make a big deal about this? We'll just bring back the bone spur thing.
Yeah.
from Vietnam, right? We'll just bring that back and kill it. They didn't think, no, Trump will go to Mar-a-Lago and let J.D. Vance hammer him
right,
for 5 days.
Exactly.
And it's killing them. It's really bad. They can't get these stories out of the top 10 trending. It's been going on all week, and it's almost all Vance hammering him, and rightfully so. So all of this that's coming out right now is every day it's a new set of lies as they dig deeper and deeper and deeper. And again, he's done this before. He has lied about other things just like Joe Biden. He is a classic compulsive liar. This is going to be a problem for her. And God help us if this man gets into the White House. He doesn't belong anywhere near power.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.